Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm doing okay. I'm just running on all cylinders. How about you?
Oh, just moving along. Fall is here. Things, you know, try to make that snowbird trek. So there's a lot of moving parts during this period of time.
I know. Going from a near winter to summer again. That's kind of nice in a way, right?
It is. It actually is. You know, you get a taste of fall and, you know, the cold weather. And then you go back into the heat for a while. And then it cools down there, too. So you get a little, like, Indian summer there, I guess it would be called.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Well, the chart tonight's kind of, I think it's kind of cute. I mean, there's a few more things going on that I put out on the blurb tonight, but I like the trines that are going on with Saturn and both the Sun and Venus and also Mars, too. It's not like a complete grand trine to me because it's like a large orb, but I like the Mars. It's really entwined to them right now, that Gemini force, because it's interesting. I've heard from family and friends I haven't heard from in a long time over the last couple of days, and that's still going to be effect off and on until March, because Mars is going to do its dance. It's going to go forward in Gemini and retrograde to Gemini, go back to it again. So it's a time to reconnect with people, clients, relatives, friends, and even people you might meet that are brand new. They will remind you of somebody from your past in the cycle. It's a long cycle for Mars.
It will be, you know, and it's going to be an interesting trek as it goes along. I really like trines. I call it a grand trine because it is 6 degrees in trine. So 6 to 7 is my goal. So I'm a little bit more wider of an orb. But what I do like about this chart, okay, and this week in particular, because Mercury just came with an opposition of Chiron, the wounded healer. And I think this is a really great week for really healing some old wounds, psychologically rebalancing things and making some changes in your perspective this week, being open to other points of views and things like this because of that opposition with Chiron. Chiron can really bring some healing processes and some ways of really letting go of stuff that we've been holding on to. So I like that aspect for this week.
Okay. Well, because Chiron's still retrograde, though, I find when a person is given a diagnosis, they identify with the diagnosis more than they do their healing power. So I think that's still a little bit on hold because of Chiron being retrograde. And I've talked to several of my clients about this matter. You know, well, I have this. I am that. You know, this and that. And sometimes I think that's counterproductive. It's more about looking at something rather than a condition than something that is irrefutable. Okay, so I'm hearing that for the last, I think, probably about a week now with many of my clients. Of course, I have a medical background, so I talk to a lot of people also because they call me, am I okay, am I doing okay with my health and this and that. Of course, I'm not a doctor in that aspect. I'm a doctor of metaphysics, but I do know, have enough knowledge to tell them which specialist they need to go see, and I can do that with the chart. But I think you're right. I think that once we review where we've been with our health, once I think Chiron redirects its orbit, then we're going to be able to be more co-creative of our own wellness better by being retrograde.
Okay.
Because people remembering what they heard.
Exactly. This is a time where you could really come to a balance psychologically. I didn't mean physically. No. But psychologically during this transit, I think people can really see different things, open to new perspectives, and really get a better understanding of the circumstances, not necessarily heal the circumstances under this. I think it is a part of the healing psychologically, but here again, I think it offers many, many options.
In Mars and Gemini, usually there's more than one choice. Like people could be looking at a choice between surgery versus medical, okay? So if something's not quite right, and they have to decide whether they want to give people a medication or if they want to do some kind of surgical procedure on them. This is a time when you are being reevaluated. You might have more than one choice, and that's why a second opinion with Mars and Gemini all the way until the end of March, it's best to get two opinions before you address anything if you feel intuitively you have a question, okay? Because Chiron's going to support that at this time because it's retrograde activity. Wait and see. Maybe look at another perspective before you move forward.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You were
a lot of times. I don't know how it is where you are right now. I know you're back and forth from Florida to where you are living in the moment. But the medical field here, it takes almost 2 to 3 months to get an appointment with anybody anymore here.
Oh, it does anywhere. Everywhere you go, and I don't care where you go. You know, it's not that you can anymore that you can just call up and schedule an appointment for next week to see your doctor. And so here again, it is about that due process. If you're going to work within the medical industry, it takes time.
Mm-hmm. And we still have five planets retrograde, too, right now. That's not true. Pluto did redirect his orbit already, which is great. But the others are still retrograde. And for those that are listening, each planet retrogrades, usually during the summer. But each one moves forward and redirects itself individually. So there's like little doors and windows that are going to be opening off and on between now and the end of January. And then all the planets are going to be directed in February. So right now it's a time to do your due diligence. Say you want to go back to college and haven't decided where you want to go. Say, for instance, you're thinking of maybe moving and you're not sure where you want to move to or which place you want to choose to live. These kinds of things, it's allowing you to do more research. So once you make that decision, it's probably going to be better than if you tried to rush it right now. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
I agree with you right now. This is not the time for urgency in anything. It's a time for one step in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, and do your due diligence, like you like to say.
I love it when you quote me. Thank you.
You have some good quotes.
Well, we got a few people on hold right now. But, you know, this is not like a major time that we're looking at. The thing that kind of got me to feel a little bit woozy is the inconjunct or the quincunx between Neptune and both the Sun and Venus. How do you see that?
Oh, yeah. You know, reality is an interesting thing. And again here, sometimes we need to look at things without rose-colored glasses on to be open to the possibilities. And, you know, I think there's a certain tension there. In conjuncts are not my favorite line. One of the reasons why I hate inconjunctions is because it's not your time. It's God's time. Anytime, because two inconjunctions, it make a yod, okay, with a sextile attached to it. So I look at it as a godlike thing. Like
and Mars
God
is involved in Gemini, right? Oh, yeah. I hear you, girl.
Yeah. You know, so it's all this, okay, well, let's feel the tension for a period of time. When Neptune goes direct, I think that is going to make it a lot easier on this. But I think a lot of people right now are a little bit more realistic about things or seeing things in a more realistic picture. especially when it goes into trine with Mercury. I think then we're really going to have a realistic picture. And I say to everybody, remember the dream. Don't get on the hard side so much because it can make you negative. But it can also give you a great vision for the future of what you really need to do in the future to get what you desire. And that's what, you know, we all can't live on a cloud. Reality hits sometimes, and this is a little reality hit, but it can really improve our lives, is what I think.
Yes, yes. Now, Neptune doesn't go direct until the 5th of December.
Yeah.
And when it does that, it is still, technically by your orb system, in square to retrograde Mars in Gemini. So even then, people are going to be given alternatives, okay? It's going to be an alternative time with this Mars in Gemini. It's a long transit. So there needs to be a plan A and a plan B. I don't care if you're dealing with your dream for the future, your medical health, your relationships with people close to you. These kinds of things are going to be put in a situation where you do need to look at both sides of the question and try and be as objective as you can without judgment in this cycle. It'll serve you best. Do you agree with me?
I so agree with you.
Okay.
That is
and
perfect.
That's why I'm trying to help people to be patient. And you know me, Jacqueline, I am not the most patient person on the planet.
I'll agree with that one. All that fire gets you all riled up.
But I am trying to stay in that space because I know I'm cosmically correct to do it right now. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm just holding on. And I'm looking at everything. And I'm saying, okay, that's today. Let's look at tomorrow. You know, it's a bit ambitious, but I think many of us have friends or family or counselors they talk to, like when they call into the show, and we're here maybe to help them look at the possibilities rather than give them the bottom line just yet. Because the bottom line is kind of like still reconstructing itself with all the retrogrades. This is a time of incubation, not a time of action, as you pointed out earlier, and I so agree with you on that one too. Okay? we belong to a mutual admiration society, you and me, Jacqueline. We're good, okay?
I love it
See
when
what?
We agree.
We always agree, or at least I want to say we agree with maybe a different outcome or a possibility, which I love that. You refresh me every day. So are we ready for the first one?
Okay, how about we do that?
All righty then. Erica,
hello.
267, you're on the air. How are you?
Hey. Feeling lots of anxiety today, but it was an exciting weekend, so it was interesting to hear you guys speak about it. So this is
Thank
Jessica
you.
716 in New York City. Soon we will be switching areas, but not yet. We're almost there. Almost been a year.
So you're also like on a little delay, but you got your vision clear to a certain degree, right?
Well, I'll tell you something. I ended up moving on Friday I moved out of the motel. And I'm living in a place that is, let's say, in a way better than where I was, much better, but in another way, it's sort of a little bit more out of the norm. I don't have a bathroom. I don't have a bathroom, no shower, no kitchen. And technically, I don't think I'm allowed to be living where I am. So just kind of put it that way. I don't want to go into more details, but. My body is like actually able to rest. I don't feel all the energy around me. I don't feel all the like the frequencies around me from like all the internet and cell phones. So I heard of a cottage that somebody had that somebody has in their backyard, and I was trying to make that happen. That I was going to move in this weekend, so I thought it was going to be a quick jump. But that's not happening so fast. I didn't hear back from the lady, and I guess she's still kind of praying about it. And it was just supposed to be a short-term thing because I heard about another cottage in someone's backyard. So two options, but that other place is not ready yet. They have to, like, put in plumbing there, and she's trying to get the contractor, and she hasn't been able to get them yet. So I've just been feeling, like, a lot of anxiety of, like, well, what now? I don't even think I could really work at this point because there's a different type of dance I have to have. Like, I think I have to join a gym to use the shower there, and then I have to figure out somewhere to cook meals. Like, it's sort of, I don't know. I'm having a little bit of trouble being in the present moment today because there's just a lot of fear that comes up. And I notice with every jump through this, these whole, like, kind of 6 months that I've been on this adventure, I notice I always have a lot of anxiety. So I'm trying to still work through that.
But Uranus has been in square to a couple of your Leo planets for quite a while now. It's a ponderous planet. It's still retrograde in your fourth house of home. And it's still going to be retrograde until January. So any of the changes you're making right now, once it moves direct, things will change in January. So you are looking at a short-term cycle, though, when you look at the months, okay? And it is in square to your Saturn in Leo, which means no matter where you live right now, you're not going to fall in love with it just yet. But at the same time, it's going to give you time to find what you will love in the end game. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree, especially since the North Node is conjunct that Neptune. It is guiding you in the right direction, okay? Now, there's another aspect of this that, I really like, but it's a little bit challenging for you as well, okay? Because we were talking about that Mars in Gemini, okay? And it has just passed over your Jupiter. That's one of the reasons why you had this leap. But it's going to go retrograde, and then it's going to go direct again. So for your benefit, there's going to be options. It is about the flexibility of this. You know, and I say this because Jupiter is in your third house of community. It may have brought you to the right community at this point in time and maybe joining a gym or doing these different activities outside of your home may be the way of connecting with other people in your community that you can deal with. Okay? So there's a lot of... Even though there's challenges in this chart, there's some beautiful trines and blessing lines of sextiles to your Mars. That's the one I was talking about with Jupiter. And Jupiter's going to go direct November 23rd. So it's really going to solidify you in your community in November. So here again, I say, you're there. Have patience. I know that it's a little nerve-wracking, but live in the moment and live in the day because – as each one shifts and changes, it's going to get better for you.
Do you think that this other cottage is actually going to become available within the next 2 weeks or so that I'm going to be able to move in there? It's a short-term lease for 4 months, but at least it has a lot of things that I want, or almost everything that I want. Because I'll tell you something. I will say where I'm living. I'm living in my storage unit. I'm laying on my couch. It's kind of nice to be reunited back with my stuff, but it's like I have a lot of judgment, I guess, around it. And then the other part of me is like, this is so nice. But I don't think I could live there for months. Like, that's not going to happen.
Right. Well, Saturn does go direct on the 24th of October. And believe it or not, it's actually the day that Mercury moves out of its shadow, okay? Because it's been retrograde, and it's from its shadow, technically until the 24th, doesn't go back to the degree where it retrograded, okay? So I think by the end of October, things may clarify the point that you're more independent. But other than that, I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen right at the end of the month. So be aware of that.
Right.
Now, the other thing that's going to be going on is that Jupiter, as Jacqueline pointed out, it goes direct on the 24th of November, right near Thanksgiving, too. Okay? So, like I said, each one of these planets retrogrades at a different rate and goes direct at a different rate. And so all these doors and windows are going to be open. So I think what the universe is trying to teach you, my dear, is to be flexible and simply trust beyond reason right about now. Okay? But I think that what you're already envisioning is correct. I think you're realizing there's going to be two changes before you make the big move, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Okay? Maybe three, but I think it's more two from whatever everything I'm seeing tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here, so that's one change. Then I think I'm going to be at my other place for 4 months. Then I think I'll buy my house. And that's the plan for me, I think. So, I'll be in a different area because of work. But, like, you were talking about...
I think
about,
either the place isn't ready for you or you're not ready for the place. You have
it's
to understand
right.
a planet's retrograde. The divine is saying things are incubating.
Right, okay.
And now you have to wait for the birth, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was unexpected, but I'm happy to be out of there. Just real quickly, as far as, like, the health thing, because I feel like I am better able to take care of myself here because it's I'm back in the country, which is where I wanted to be. I'm able to be more relaxed and, like, just be out in the park and rest and just get attuned with nature again. But I spoke to you guys about this, like, growth on my trachea that I had developed around, like, 6 months ago, and it's gotten worse over, like, which is obvious because I've had so much stress over the last, like, couple of months of bouncing around, but I haven't been able to, like, nurture myself and, like, I mean, the gym will help because I know it'll pump my lymph and that I know that's what needs to be done, but that is sort of been the concern over the last couple of weeks of, like, I haven't been able to care for myself with this. I don't want to I'm not neglecting it, but I don't, I want to give myself the support. So I'm not really sure how do I do that when there is still so much change going on and I'm not in a position that I can sit in my, like, salt bath, you know, which I would normally
Pluto
do.
Pluto has been opposing your sun. It was retrograde. It's gone direct now. So it's going to allow you to get to the gym. It's going to allow you to create a structure to nurture yourself better now. Okay? So that's great. It just went direct on the 10th. Okay?
Okay.
So you're in a better situation. So go ahead. And Capricorn says, okay, create the strategy. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think here again, it is, okay, now I have the time to nurture myself. Now I have the time to do these things. Again, it's piece by piece and day by day. And I hear you. It's the only, I know you've neglected it, but it is going to allow you to come back to it soon, is what I'm going to say.
Okay. And everything's going to be okay. I mean, I feel like it's going to be okay, but that was concern. You know, when you notice the health thing, it's like, oh, you better take care of that, you know, because that's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now you're in a position where you can, and you want to go back to a routine that you may have done before, but you want to tweak it a little bit to keep your inspiration moving.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we'll
thank you, God.
Keep us posted,
yeah.
Okay, sweetheart? All right. God bless you.
Thank you very much. All right. It's good news,
right,
by the way. I'm just letting you know. The move is good news, even though it's unique.
Yay. Okay. Yippee. Okay, I'm with you, girl. Okay.
All right. Bye. Meet you guys later.
Bye.
Thank you.
A lot of changes for a Cancer all at once. I get it.
Yes, you do.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 904, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Stacy, Florida.
Oh, Stacy, how are you? I didn't recognize you.
Getting eaten up by these mosquitoes.
Oh.
Welcome to Florida.
Oh, yeah. Now, Stacy, which Stacy are you? I've got 13 on my
with
computer.
With the E, December 16th.
Correct.
Okay.
When you said Stacy, I knew exactly who you were. So what would you like to know, sweetheart?
Career, everything that's going on. Well, whatever you ladies give me, I'll take.
Where in Florida are you exactly, Stacy? I have you down as born in Jamaica, right?
Right, West Palm.
All right. That was my stopping grounds for 21 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. He's mosquitoes, though.
Well, there's mosquitoes up here in Virginia, so don't think you're the only exclusive place they are.
These have military training down here,
though. They're hungry
up
here. We're getting cold up here, so they're very hungry, so they'll eat you alive today
in my
neighborhood.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But see, they don't like me for some reason. I think it's because I'm an Atkins girl. I don't have a lot of sugar in my system. I'm not a high-protein vegetable girl. So everybody else that's around me that's eating the cookies, guess who they're going for? They're going to the cookie eater. Don't eat cookies, okay, when you're out there.
Lord.
I'm just teasing you a little bit. What was your question tonight?
Just whatever is in, career is one, career, love, finances. Those are my three things, really. So I just want to know what's in the charts.
Well, I can only do one question on the air, so pick one.
Career.
Okay. And what do you do now?
Well, I'm still in limbo. Got hired for one, and then they said that there was nothing that fits my degree, so I was put on the back burner.
Okay.
I spoke
up, Uranus,
so I got hacked.
All right. Well, Uranus is still retrograding your 10th house of your career, okay?
Oh, okay.
So Pluto's gone direct in your 6th house of work, so you might not get the perfect career position, but there's something you can do in the interim, is what I'm thinking here. You've got trines to Uranus, so when Uranus does go direct, you're probably going to go back to something that you're very familiar with, and you're going to feel very stable. But that's not happening immediately, okay? Is not happening until January. So between now and January, what's going to be going on with you, I think, is that you're going to go through a situation where you're going to do something intermediate. Even if it's in your career format, you would probably do it as a temporary employment, okay? Because Pluto in Capricorn in your sixth house indicates that what you have learned and what you already know can be a stabilizer in an environment for a time. But the big hurrah comes more in January for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay, well, I'm going to take another side to it because I agree with everything Aphrodite said about your work, and there's not much more I can say about your work. I mean, it is a matter of temperance, patience. Things are shifting in your direction as far as that's concerned. But, okay, Saturn is going direct on the 22nd, and that is in your natal seventh house of one-to-one relationships. At that same time, you have Venus that is going to be still within orb of your Uranus in your third house. So what I'm going to say is this is a good week to get yourself out there and looking around because there may be some opportunities coming to you. The Arabic card of fortune is conjunct your sun right now, which means you can, and that's in your fifth house of romance and dating. So you can meet somebody this week is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Now I see that. That's awesome, Jacqueline. Yes, ma'am. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, have you been in love before?
Many moons ago.
All right. Well, because Saturn's retrograde in Aquarius, there may be
not Aquarius.
No, I'm not talking about a person coming back. I'm talking about look at the qualities of the relationships that you have been happy with, whether it's with your dad, your brother, your best friend. Know there's going to be something familiar about someone if they come in at this time because of Saturn retrograde, okay? They could have the same color eyes. They could wear clothing a certain way. They could have the same degree or a similar profession. But no, there's going to be something familiar there. And because you're Saturn in your natal chart in Gemini, and Mars is going to be retrograding back onto your Saturn in your natal chart, you could meet two of them. So just be aware. Okay?
That's true.
I'm telling you, Jasmine's right. Keep your eyes open, sweetheart. Your Jasmine is so damn right. Keep your eyes open. You can have to put two for the price of one. Then what are you going to do? You'll be calling us again, won't you?
Running.
That's funny.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a sweet night, darling. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. That was fun. That was fun.
It always is.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 213, you're on the air.
Hi. Good. Let's see. Afternoon. Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Jean, and my birthday is 8/13. And what else did you need? Anyways, I had a question about relationships. If you guys saw,
what's your birth date?
8/13.
What year?
82.
And do you know what time you were born?
2:09 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
I was born over in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Shawnee.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Shawnee, you spell it S-H-A-W-N-E-E.
And where do you live now?
Oklahoma City, basically. I was raised, and I live now in San Diego, California.
Ah, all right. It's a whole different time period. Okay.
A whole different deal, yeah. I never actually lived over there in Oklahoma. I just was born there.
That's okay. That's what we wanted to know, so that way we can help you better, okay?
Yeah, San Diego,
So do you love living in San Diego?
I do. Yeah, I do love it here.
It vibrates your frequency,
doesn't it? I can't think
of
a better place to live.
That's cool. Okay. And sometimes when we move to a different place, it fulfills our destiny in just a little bit of a different way, you know.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Well, I was raised in Southern California, so it's a little bit the city to me. I've been here since 2015, but the city here is very lovely. So I would say yes, I like it here.
Nice.
So was there something specific you wanted to know tonight?
Yep, absolutely. I was just wondering about if you guys see any relationships, a romantic relationship particularly, in my future, near future. I've been single for so long.
Have you been seeing anybody at all?
Not particularly. No. I would say no.
All right. Well, I think you're a little bit ahead of your time here from what I'm seeing in the San Diego chart. But there is possibilities that you could meet a person through other people that you already know, like a girlfriend or sister person. And so if you're going out and about, it's good for you to be maybe with others that kind of know you. You can be yourself. You can laugh openly. You're not posturing. Okay, you have Scorpio rising, you got your Mars and your Jupiter there. So sometimes you'll play your cards too close to your chest. But if you're with someone that you care about and you know that you're in your tribe, so to speak, you can be much more open and much more available to meet someone is what I'm thinking here. Okay?
Mm.
Now, because, of course, your sun's in Leo, you can be quite the actress, can't you?
I think so. I don't know. I try not to be an actress.
Well, I'm going to encourage you. If you're going to go out there, dress up, wear something bright, put on a crazy hat. In other words,
yeah.
Allow yourself to be maybe a bit more extroverted, even if you're in a new environment, especially between now and May, because Jupiter is going to be in Aries and it's going to be complementing your sun and your part of fortune in your San Diego chart. So be big. I mean, in other words, show up and people can notice you when you walk in the door, as what I'm going to say for right now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And which is me, which is talking about is be your congenial self. What you have in your natal chart is that Jupiter has been retrograde. It's going to go direct at the end of November. Once it goes direct, it's going to go into your fifth house of romance and dating.
So I'm looking
more as a timeline where you have the availability. But it's good to be out there and out and about because you never know what you're going to run into. And so I say, I agree with Aphrodite. It is all about whether it's just one friend or three friends, I don't care. Okay. But right now it is getting out and about and really putting yourself out there to see what's out in the world. So find some adventures, find some things that interest you, bring your friends, see who else is interested in the same things you are, is what I'm going to say.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, interesting. So the end of November is what you said?
Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays, there's all these things going on. Go to everything that's going on. You know, don't limit yourself at this time. Because even your San Diego chart, Jupiter's already in your fifth house in your San Diego chart, and it is retrograde. So there is somebody from the past that's holding you back a little bit subconsciously, and I'm very aware of that. But I think that you're about to kick through those traces. Once it goes direct, as Jacqueline pointed out, once it goes direct, things are going to shift around that time because you're no longer going to feel – because you have been, I want to say, a little bit too picky, honey. I'm sorry, but it's true. So what's going to happen is you're going to say, you know what, I can't keep thinking about what happened before. I have to do who I am now. So when Jupiter shifts, as Jacqueline pointed out, that's exactly what you're going to do over the holidays. Enjoy every holiday festivity that you can attend.
Okay. Okay, I got to get my dresses and stuff out then, huh? Oh, my goodness. That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm looking for a little bit of a job change. Looking for a job change coming up pretty soon now here, too. So I guess you never know with that that goes on.
It depends on what time next year it is because, you know, Jupiter's only in Aries every 12 years for a full year. Now, it's retrograde
now.
It's going to go back into Pisces a little bit, and then it's going to move forward and move back into Aries, which complements your sun sign. Now, it's going to be in Aries until the 26th of May of next year, okay? That fire energy is going to give you the opportunity. And then it's going to go into Taurus for a year. And it's going to help you to stabilize. And you know you have growth potential. So I think this is more of a process than an event. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. I agree. Let it unfold in its own divine timing is what I'm going to say.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Jacqueline. Well, the whole thing about it is, we don't have any choice but to let it unfold, right? It will unfold the way it's going to unfold, I guess. Yeah.
You know, when my husband was here on Earth, he had a saying, and he said, you can't push the river, it flows by itself, okay? It's easier to float downstream than upstream, my friend, okay? So go for
That's
it.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true. That's so cool. Thank you for the little confirmation because I was just thinking that the other day. I was like, yeah, okay, you have to go with the stream. Sometimes you got to go with the stream.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to head to shore and take a break and put your butt on the ground, too. Okay, that can help you sometimes.
That's true. That's true. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, ladies. Well, thank you for my chart reading tonight. And, yeah, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And keep us posted, okay, sweetheart?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
We're having too much fun tonight. Okay.
Oh,
really? You can't have too much fun, right?
Never. It's all fun. It's all good.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Oops. Here we are. 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all doing on this gorgeous, fantastic fall Sunday evening?
Doing well, Sylvia. How are you?
I am good, grateful, and thankful. Thank you all for asking.
You know, Sylvia, if you were any better, you'd be twins.
Wonderful. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. So this is what's going on since the last time that I spoke with you all. I wanted to, I guess I can use the word develop my spiritual abilities more. So I've found a circle, and the lady that's over the circle teaches classes, so she's going to let me do the classes and work it off in exchange.
Great.
For the classes, and then after that, I could have the opportunity to work for her, and then that way I can pay. pay my way. So
that sounds fantastic
to
me. You're in a very powerful 3-month cycle right now. So I'm thinking that this is exactly the way to go and to enjoy every minute. Okay? Because I think what you are doing right now is you're building a new foundation. Pluto just went direct. And over the next couple of months, it's going to pass over your Saturn in the 10th. So everything you've learned, you will be teaching. This is amazing, honey. This is great. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with you. I just so agree with you. I think this is a really good thing for you. And go with the flow of it. Learn. Be that student. Be that apprentice. Watch everything. Be an observer, because there's lots of opportunities that are going to come out of this. And I think this is a beautiful time to have that partnership with somebody, you know, with the Sun in Libra and the Venus in Libra and it going through your seventh house. You know, I just love that.
Me too. So yeah. I love it.
I really do. You know, with the Mars trine in the community to that Sun and Moon, I think it's really hitting you well to really establish yourself with this. I think it's a gift given.
Yeah, because that way I'll get to when I tweak it, develop it more. I'm trying to find words, so that's the best ones I could find. Then it'll be the twofold would be I get to do / service, and then I can work for myself. And I think that will satisfy my financial security and financial stability in the 10th and the 4th house with the Capricorn, Saturn, 10th house, and Mars, Cancer, 4th house. So that I've always been looking for how can I get financial stability and security and do what I love doing. And so, yes.
But the one thing I am going to caution you about, Sylvia, This is very exciting, and you're a type A personality. You've got Aries rising, Aries sun, and Chiron is retrograde on your sun. So make sure you take care of your own personal health, emotionally, physically, and spiritually as you're going through this process. Don't forget to factor yourself in this time, okay?
Oh, most definitely. I'm like drinking herbal tea as we speak, you know, so yes, all of it, yes, definitely. Nurse on me, take care of me, most definitely, yeah. Yes, definitely,
yes.
definitely.
Yeah,
because yes.
I think that you're going to be so expressing your sacred I am presence. Your light is going to grow, and I want your body to grow in health and stability at the same time, and that's why I'm mentioning it to you, because I am so happy you found this.
Me too, because I've been asking, so I guess the universe just heard me and said, okay, contact this lady here, because she had did a live streaming on YouTube some week ago, and I just reached out to her like, hey, you know, this is my circumstances and situation, so can I, you know, like I said, you know, can I work for you and pay for the classes, blah, blah, blah. So I was really surprised that she reached back out. She was like, yeah, can we do a Zoom? I was like, oh, my, you know, like, oh, my God. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yes. Yes. Would you, ladies, tell me what house that my part of fortune is in? I know it's in Scorpio, and I went and looked through my chart on Cafe, and I still didn't see what house is in.
It conjuncts your moon by 2 degrees in the 8th house of the psychic.
Okay, so it's in the 8th house. So what
yes,
does
it
2 mean
degrees
that
of your moon. So what it does, it magnifies your psychic gifts, and it forms beautiful trines to your natal Mercury and transiting Neptune retrograde. So that's why right now you can create your own thing out of what you're doing now. It's beautiful, your chart tonight. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think, Calvin?
I totally agree. I so agree.
Okay, so you're saying that it's in the 8th house, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, all right. What does that mean? Can I get a little bit more clarity on it? What does
a valuable resource you can do for other people, and what a valuable resource you will become with what you envision and create? Both.
Ooh. Okay.
As you
Great.
Become a resource to others, the resources come back to you in a way where you do feel that sense of security you've been seeking, but you have to understand one thing. Security comes from deep within you as well. So as you approach this, be strong in the security that you are doing the right thing for others and self, and balance that energy, my Aries friend, because that's going to help you the best. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree. I have to. You're right on the mark after that. You know, there's not much more to say about what you said.
Yeah, because that was like a part of myself I closed off, and then some years, many, many years ago, because it scared the heck out of me when I had the experience of a friend girl, mother, coming in. You know, she was like a ghost on Whoopi Ghost and did the, you know, jump inside your body, wake you up out of a sleep, never had the experience before. So I cut it off. That was meant. So I gradually started to open that back up, learning to set boundaries. No, y'all can't jump in, and blah, blah, blah. But I want to work with that, like I said, you know, the mediumship part, spiritual gift parts, because people are always wanting to know how are their loved ones on the other side. A lot of people, not everybody, but.
The 8th house.
You can do this.
Atos is Plutonian ruled, and does rule the goods of the dead. And the goods of the dead is the eternal energy where the soul transitions to. And because your moon and part of fortune is there, they know your channel. They will step in with you to help other people. Because you were born with this gift, dear heart. But, again, you had to come to the point where you had enough inner security to be even stronger with it. And that's what you're about to develop. And we're so happy for you.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you, ladies, so much. I'm going to yield the floor so y'all can get some more callers, but just keep me on so I can keep listening. Thank you all. You know, I love y'all more. I'm keep
God
listening.
Bless you. We love you too, and sweetheart. Okay, bye. I'll put you on hold.
Thank y'all for,
okay.
Y'all do.
Bye. Wow. Such an amazing spirit. You ready
that
for that?
That is. Okay.
You're a mystery caller. You're 1111111111.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you there?
What do you need? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can now.
We
can
hear you.
Hello.
Great.
Great. Do you need birthday?
Yes.
Well, how about your name
August?
First?
Oh, okay. Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. And August.
Hi, Sue. How are you? That even rhymes. Poetry. Okay, cool. Go. So what's your birthday?
Okay. August
29th. 65.
And what time were you born?
About 10:30 in the morning.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Toronto.
All right.
And do you still live there now?
No.
Where do you live now?
London.
London, England?
Yeah.
Good. I don't know how many Londons there are in the world, and there's a lot of them, by the way. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you. All right. And do you have a special question for us tonight, Sue?
Yes. What do you see for work? Any changes? Will things stay the same? What do you see?
What are you doing for a living?
I don't want to say too specifically what I do. I work from home, though.
Okay. Are you in more of a sales field?
No.
Okay, so you're more in customer service oriented or information oriented?
No.
It's Ontario, right?
What Ontario?
Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me relocate you to where you are now because I want to take a look at that chart because that's how I do it. Sometimes it's helpful to know exactly where you are at any point in time. And so that's what I want to look at tonight for you. It's a long way from home, aren't you, sweetheart?
Are you planning on changing jobs, or is it that you're looking for some kind of raise or promotion?
Well, not necessarily either. I'm just wondering if I'm staying where I am or whether there's any changes or...
What I'm going to say is any change in your work would be a change for your benefit. You are an employer's dream, okay? You put yourself out there with your work. And right now, your work may be a little bit more challenging because in your natal chart, Jupiter is transiting through your sixth house of day-to-day work, and it's retrograde. So it's been not the best time as far as your work is concerned. But it is going to go direct here soon, okay? This is at the end of November when it goes direct. And when it does go direct, that's the command I asked if you're looking for a raise or promotion. it is going to really benefit you, most importantly, once it gets into next year. It's going to be trining your Mercury, and that is really going to give you some recognition with the work you're doing. So you could get a raise or promotion next spring is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if you like your work, I say it's only going to get better from here. Like I said, the end of November, it'll start to look better than it has been. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm seeing a couple of different things only because how I look, I'm looking at your London chart. And right now, is there a man in your life or are there two?
No.
All right, well, there's going to be a couple of opportunities that are going to come through. And they're both going to be through either men or women that have a very strong Mars, like a Scorpio or an Aries. And I have a feeling you're going to want to negotiate some things coming through here between now and spring. I do think that right now, though, because Jupiter is retrograde, it's going to be going back into Pisces a little bit, and then it's going to move forward and go back into Aries for a full year. And you need to be either on the Internet or in an international forum. In other words, you want to deal with people from all over the planet, right?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you're headed. And Jupiter's only in Aries every 12 years, honey. So even though it's retrograde right now, it's kind of like a little bit on hold. But inside yourself, you can feel it, can't you? You know there's something bigger coming, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It is.
Yeah.
It is coming. It is coming. And you will not have to change who you are. You're going to be able to still keep your independence and your ability to be self-expressive when you decide to do so. See, your Virgo planet, sometimes you can be the wallflower when you want to, but you actually can be absolutely wonderful out there as far as meeting with people one-on-one or even being a team player, especially with another woman, okay? That's just the way your chart's set up in London. And you do have Sag rising, and the fact that you live in a different country than where you were born, and again, there's an international flavor to your chart. Even in London, you have Sag on the ascendant.
Oh.
So it is good for you to have as many different kinds of people around you. Boredom is your worst enemy, isn't it?
It's not the best thing.
Right.
No.
Now, your Mercury's in Leo in your eighth house, which means you're bravest when you're by yourself. When you're thinking and pondering at the end of the day, and you can go deep when you want to. And you can be intimate with people in a way that they have never known. You have that ability in your chart, okay? And I know that. So I'm putting that out there. But at the same time, Jupiter's also going to complement your Mercury in Leo. So it is okay to come out more this year. Because Jupiter's only here every 12 years. It's good for you to come out more, even if it's one-on-one with people. If you're working on people, you know, whether it's, you know, virtually, whatever, or you're dealing with private clients, it doesn't matter to me. Your heart energy this year is going to be much stronger, much more courageous than it's been in 12 friggin' years. Enjoy that. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to suggest for right now. Your chart kind of, there's a lot of frustration energy here. And I think sometimes humility can be charming, but I think there's a courage within you that's about to birth itself. It's coming in 23. Trust me on this. Okay?
You said something. What is about to birth itself?
Courage.
Oh.
Much more courage. Okay?
Okay.
I think you can pretend it. I don't think you always feel it. This is the year you're going to really feel it, just to let you know. Okay.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a positive. I don't want any negativity, so. So that's a good thing.
I hear you. We're about to go off the air, so you keep us posted. All right, sweetheart?
All right, thank you.
All right, let me blessings to you. All right, bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Will you tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline?
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy to be here for you. If you need something in between, give us a call. Our numbers are on Blog Talk, and we'll talk to you again next week. Many blessings to all of you.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.